Country kids play in dirt, dig in dirt, and sometimes love to eat dirt. Not all of them outgrow the urge. And that brings us to a poem by Rebecca McClanahan. She writes about one fictional Southern woman who gave up eating dirt for her husband. It's called Something Calling My Name.
I try to tell him, but he won't hear. Earl, I say, it's safe, it's clean, if you dig below where man has been, deep to the first blackness. I tell him, but he won't hear. Says my mouth used to taste like mud, made him want to spit. I try to tell him how fine it was. When I was big with Earl Jr. and Shad, I laid on my back, my belly all swelled like the high dirt hills sloping down to the bank above the gravel road by Mama's. And I dream it, rich and black after rain, like something calling my name. I say, Earl, remember that spring in Chicago I thought I'd die, my mouth all tasteless, waiting for Wednesdays, shoeboxes full of the smell of home. The postman, he'd scratch his head, but he kept on bringing. Bless Mama, she baked it right, the way I like, vinegar sprinkled and salt. I'd carry it in the little red pouch or loose in my apron pocket. And when the day got too long and dry, and Earl home too late for lovin', I'd have me a taste. It saved me, it did. And when we finally made it back, the smell of Alabama soil poured itself right through me. I sang again, and things were fine, till the night he leaned back and said, "No more. His man smells all rich and mixed up with evening." Right there, laying by me, he made me choose between his kisses and my clay. Earl, I say, I've given it up. And right then, I have. But sometimes on summer nights like this, when the clouds hang heavy and I hear that first rumble, and the earth peels itself back and the crust darkens, and the underneath soil bubbles up damp and flavored, it all comes back, and I believe I'd do anything to kneel at that bank above the gravel road by Mama's and dig in deep till my arms are smeared and scoop it wet to my mouth.
Rebecca McClanahan is a writer who lives in New York City. Her latest collection of essays is called The Riddle Song and Other Remembrance.